Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hello, dear viewers, dear audience, and welcome to the AMPAC Radio National Talk, joined by a lot of people from all over. And we are live on Facebook. As you can see, it's been going on the Facebook. Also, we are joined by the AMPAC Radio and the Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Alam, and today we are discussing and we are talking about what could be done and what needed to be done to defeat Donald Trump and anti-Donald Trump. As we move forward in the platform with AMPAC, the American Muslim Political Action Committee, we are here to dedicate to from that how we can empower our community. You understand that this is 21st century. This is the 2020 U.S. election. We have seen so much madness. We have seen so much recklessness and bizarre conduct. And that is prescribed and described and identified as a misconduct. The time is critical and crucial. And as if you like to join to the call, you can call 816-372-1873. Also, you can join to our studio, and that is what we are looking for. American Muslim Political Action Committee is here to dedicate and to organize and reassure that, yes, your hardworking will be paid off. And as we have seen in the last 4 years, what a terrible and what a reckless what we have seen coming from the head of the nation. I'm just going to remind you and show you something that I had earlier. Let me put this for a little bit for a second that you can see. I have this hat. You know what it says? We are saying it is impeached. I want to remind you. Donald Trump was impeached, but he was not removed from the position. So do not forget that the history could remind you. Yes, Donald Trump is a sitting president who was impeached, so who is on the ballot. So the guy was impeached and now in the ballot. Let me take this off what I'm saying. He was impeached. Now it is the time that we have to unseat him, remove him. With the very fact that the impeachment process did not remove Trump from the office, but officially in the... So today, my brother and sister and community across the nation, as of September 16, 2020, we understand that the pivotal and crucial and critical and vital moment for the nation, we really don't have time to recess. And surely you don't have time. We don't have luxury to waste our time. Wouldn't have luxury to wasting time by questioning what and when and how. Clear message to all of you. Whether you vote or you don't vote, the election is on the November the 3rd. So it is our role and duty and responsibility and our job to make sure that you all are going to the polls and casting your ballot, as well as if there's early voting, making sure that you do cast your ballot. The second cast time, as you can see that I posted on the overlay, the census 2020. Today we had a national census call will join, and there will be at 8 p.m. another hundreds of people will be joining with me to get the census update, how much we have done. Census is a critical piece and a block, and you know it's a puzzle that we have to put them together. You know, I want to warn you, as a Michigander, most likely, if we don't take the census very seriously, Michigan, we're going to be losing a congressional seat, and that would not look good at all. So whether you are a leader of a community or leader of an organization, whether that is a non-profit organization or a church or synagogue or masjid or temple or gurudwara or whatever it is the case, take some key leading, take some extra effort, walk some extra mile and influence that we can get the much more number that is needed to complete our census work. This election 2020 and census 2020, it is one integrated part. That there are a lot of people who have been moved out of Metro Detroit. We know, we understand. And then there are a lot of disconnect. And now people are numerating over the phones. Let's make it critical for numeration as well. But at the same time, my request to each and everybody that go ahead, organize. As you know, that the only answer, the only option to your prayer that how to remove and defeat and unseat Donald Trump is Biden-Harris administration. We cannot afford, we can no longer afford another 4 years. That's bizarre, misogynic, racist, and that reckless man in the White House. What do you have to do? What you need to do? Exactly what you need to do is engage. Start a communication. Start writing a blog. Start using social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever social media you have. Make sure you send the clear message that yes, this is the year that a profound year to remember in this century, when that the vast majority of American people been attacked by the sitting president. By the way, Donald Trump is the president of the United States, but he's not my president. I really never, ever, ever took him and acknowledged him as my president. But for the purpose of the validity that as he is the president of the nation, he is the president. I'm standing here with the solidarity to unseat Donald Trump and to defeat Donald Trump. It doesn't mean that I'm standing against the government of the United States of America. It is very likely Trump, the president, he's the head of the executive branch. Maybe he is the head of the government. But in this case, as a political platform and phenomenal, critical understanding of the validity and justification, I'm not standing against the government. But it is my question to you, my friend, how long will it take a government that is run by a very reckless man, that's the most reckless man in this century, coming after of Hitler of Germany? We have seen the very much whatever the recklessness and bizarre and buffoonery, right after day one of his oath in office as the president of this nation. As we all know, it's just a reminder that yes, Trump always, he did demonize He did actually vilified, victimized, and also he degraded the mass, vast majority of American community and society and minority at whole. The American Muslim Political Action Committee, the AMPAC radio, the national conference call and talk show, I like to put a challenge with right-wing Rush Limbaugh, the radio talk show host, been manipulating so long and did not stop. Now they are instigating and misinforming American people over Limbaugh show. You know what Limbaugh is saying? Limbaugh is saying that there will be a riot if Democrats get elected. So as you know, the big man like Donald Trump, when 2015 campaign, he stood in front of the, you know, public TV, and as he said that he would stand in front of the Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and shoot somebody, nothing would happen to him. People like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Judge Jeanine Pirro, this type of people are creating the propaganda and fabrication, also spreading the hate, the message of hate. We can no longer, we can afford that hate message. We all know about Donald J. Trump. We have seen Donald Trump, a reality TV star. And that Donald J. Trump, as he continue his crusade through lies, misogyny, racism, fascism, and false allegations, false claims. Trump is nothing but just degrading our nation, the great nation on earth. And as we move forward, I am Dr. Alam. I approve this message on behalf of the AMPAC Radio, the Blog Talk Radio. We want to tell you this, that make sure, go ahead, deliver to Biden Harris and defeat announcing Donald Trump. We will come back and you will join with us on the Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow again, we're going to come back on the Blog Talk. Those who join in the Blog Talk, I really appreciate that. And on the AMPAC Radio, we continue. Let's join through our social media movement. As you know that as we face the time, that's I'm going to tell you, let's defeat Donald Trump, Joe Biden, as the next president of the United States of America. With that, I'm signing off of Blog Talk Radio today. Thank you. So let's continue on the social media and the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram. And that's where we are moving forward. And that's where we are giving you the opportunity and showing you what needed to be done. Believe me, this election, it is vital, critical, and with the message of the hope from the Biden-Harris administration, as we all stand united solidarity with so much love and respect, and we have the honor and dignity that we want to get back our country. We want to get our country back from this very man. Some of the topics that we all know how Donald Trump is putting the soup on the map. And as you, me, we all know that what he does, he brings that there are fine people on the both sides. given the fact that the Ku Klux Klan, the KKK, or even this white supremacy, that they became a very fine people to Donald J. Trump. I just want to remind you this. It's very important. Whether you understand or not, it is your role, duty, and responsibility to organize your own community. Organize block after block. You don't want to see the another 4 years of Trump administration. Therefore, my friend, I urge you, I request you, I beg you, I command you, don't just sit idle by. It is time to take a key active role and engaging in a process in a manner that you could say that you are on the right side of the history. Cause that we crusade against the racism, no matter where that comes from. We crusade against the bigotry, no matter where that comes from. And also we crusade against the falsehood. And we all know this racism, bigotry, falsehood is all coming from Donald J. Trump. From the north to the south, and from the east coast to the west coast, all these 50 states, we are here to dedicate and declare and to put our solidarity and to get our affiliation, put our perseverance, power our community, empower the people of America. The American community, we've been missing out so long, 4 years. And we just have been left out. And we've been having a slap on our face in the international platform. With that, I just want to tell you finally, we are so close to the end of our show today. The Blog Talk Radio AMPAC National Political Talk with Dr. Alam. And whether or not that you understand, the time is up, the time is now. It is critical, vital, it is monumental, it is fundamental, it is substantial that you must engage and you must deliver for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. If we fail to do that, you will see another 4 years. We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that another 4 years of Trump. Therefore, let's stack our sleeves, sleeve up, and let's go start working, organize. With that, this is Dr. Lam from the AMPAC National Radio. I yield back. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. God continue blessing all of us. Thank you so much. Wonderful day.